Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you, You Have Been Dressing as a Girl, Part 4, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Thank you, Ken, but this won't last forever. Why is that? Are you Cinderella? You know why, Kenny. He said nothing more about it, and dinner was wonderful. He was a perfect gentleman all during dinner. And we even danced a little. Later, on the way home, he stopped in the park, out on the point by the lake. I knew exactly what he had in mind the minute he drove into the park, so why didn't I ask him to take me home? Janet, he started, then simply pulled me close to him and kissed me. His arm was around my shoulder as his lips touched mine, and I was unable to resist him. My head went back and his tongue slipped into my mouth, driving me almost crazy. I felt myself falling deeper and deeper into my girl self. Even as his hand went to my leg and began to stroke me. Like a cat, he had me purring in minutes and I forgot all about my male self. I let him stroke my leg as his other hand pushed on my bodice, his hand moving in slow circles. I had become Janet, a girl, and now Ken wanted me and I wanted him to want me. He put my hand on his lap, his hardness eagerly pushing, straining against his clothes. As for myself, I felt no pressure of erection at all. Just an overpowering need to make Ken happy. Lost in thought and lust, I was surprised that when he moved, he had revealed his manhood. And when he put my hand on it, I did not recoil. Neither of us said a word, but his hand went over mine and moved in a stroking motion, which I well understood. He lay back as I stroked him, then lost in my newfound femininity. I let my hand surround him, then began to stroke him. Almost at once, he filled my hand and sighed as I sat back, digging a tissue out of my purse. I had now crossed the line of my denials and leapt into the world of women by doing something I never thought I would ever do. He had that grin of his plastered all over his face, and as he put things away and zipped up, I hung my head, wondering what he would say now that I had committed the act, one male to another. Janet, I want you to have this. He put his class ring in my hand, which made me start to cry. Kenny, stop it, Janet. Take the ring and wear it. We both know that there is no way that Jeff is ever coming back, don't we? You are Janet now. Maybe you always have been. All I know is that I have found the girl for me. And that's you. I looked in his eyes with a question on my face, and he got the message. No, Janet, it wasn't because you. It wasn't that at all. I knew yesterday, and so did you. Now put the ring in your purse and I'll take you home. I slipped into the house quietly and in my room slowly undressed, reviewing each moment of the evening. I had done something I never thought I would do. I had not planned it, of course, but now that it was done, I couldn't take it back. As the nightgown slipped over my head and I got into bed, I realized that I didn't feel at all guilty. Girls sometimes do things for their men, which is what I had done. Ken had not pressed the issue at all. It was me. In a raging frenzy of lust, I had eagerly taken him to me and made him happy. I had not sex with Ken, but something. I lay there remembering the feel of it, the smooth skin so like my own, but different, his kisses and his touch. Every nerve ending was tingling with excitement, even now. I drifted to sleep, smiling, I'm sure. When I appeared in the morning, I know that I looked like hell. Panties and shorts, a top without a bra, no makeup, and my hair still a mess. Have a nice time last night, Janet? Sure, Mom. Dinner and dancing, it was very nice. And what about afterwards? I wasn't about to tell her I had done something for Ken, at least not just yet, so I shrugged my shoulders. He didn't take you to the park? Just how did she know that? Well, yes, but... Mom held up her hand and I fell silent. After breakfast, you better get ready for your day at the beach. Wisely, I kept my mouth shut, ate breakfast, and went to my room. I wasn't there 2 minutes when Mary came in. Okay, sister dear, tell me all about it.
Nothing to tell.
Nice dinner, some dancing, and a few kisses. Then he brought me home. More kissing.
Now I know for sure that I'll have a sister from now on.
I'm beginning to think she's a witch, what with her perceptions. Better get changed, Janet, they'll be here soon.
I took a shower, shaved close, then put on my skimpiest pair of panty briefs, then put the foam pads inside, and then stepped into the suit. The panty brief was cut high on the legs, yet I was still able to move the padding around to get a very nice shape,
and the new suit displayed no sign that I had padded my hips. Over that, I pulled on my shorts and went in the bath to do my makeup. This time it was just foundation and powder with a bit of lipstick. I stepped into my own gym shoes and brushed my hair back and held the sides in place with a pair of barrettes, then changed purses. Mary and Mom had both let me have a few of their old purses, which gave me some selection at least. I put in some blue button earrings and wore Ken's ring around my neck on a gold chain. At first, I hesitated about wearing it, then decided that everyone would find out sooner or later anyway. So why not? Mom saw the ring first, but Mary spoke first. "Just a few kisses, my ass. She's wearing his class ring." Mom looked, but stayed silent for a moment, then, "Is there anything else I should know about?" "No, Mom. He gave it to me, and I didn't know how to say no." "Rubbish," she said, then went into the family room. Mary, however, was more in tune with things between boys and girls, and no matter what I said, she just grinned.
"Ready to go?"
"Sure."
Ken came over half an hour later, and we drove to the point. "I see you decided to wear my ring. You gave it to me to wear, didn't you?" "Well, sure, but I thought that you might be concerned about it." "After last night?" "No way, Kenny. You wanted me, and now you have me." His response was to put his hand on my leg.
"None of that, Kenny. Just drive the car."
We were almost to the point when he told me that he talked to Steve. "I told him we were a couple, Janet. He promised to keep things quiet so we can just enjoy the day, but I can't wait until he sees you." That made me smile. My femininity was still working just fine, thank you very much. Steve wasn't the person I was worried about. It was the few kids that had figured out that I was not a girl, but had kept quiet. The minute they saw Ken and I together, with me wearing his class ring, well, they might not stay silent. The best I could hope for was that I looked good enough to make them realize that this wasn't a joke for me. And there was Carolyn to contend with. The moment she finds out that Jeff and Janet are the same person, well, she is going to raise all kinds of hell. She thought she had Ken in her pocket, which turns out to be wrong, but the only one that doesn't know it is herself. Ken and I walked down to the beach and put down our blankets and so on. Then he quickly stripped off his shorts and top, then looked at me.
"Well?"
I looked around and saw that nobody was watching me, so I stripped off my shorts and stood there in that swimsuit feeling more naked than if I actually had been.
"Damn, Janet. You look better than ever, especially in that suit."
Ken was smiling even as he patted the blanket next to him, and I sat down, my knees firmly locked together.
"You know, there isn't one thing about you that even remotely hints that you are not exactly what you seem to be, Janet." His eyes were devouring me from head to toe, which was making me just a tiny bit nervous.
He took my hand in his and we sat there enjoying the sun.
"Hi, Ken."
We looked up and saw Sam standing there. He is Carolyn's brother and thinks he is the best gift in the world for women. The reality is that he's pompous and a snob. Not many girls went out with him twice. "You must be Janet. My sister thought you might be here with Kenny. She's not happy with you because she thinks you did her wrong and you..." He looked at Ken. "I hear that Janet here isn't a girl at all, but is Mary's brother Jeff. I never thought you liked boys, Kenny." Kenny was up in a shot, facing Sam nose to nose. "Stand up, Janet, please." I did as he asked. Then he asked Sam if I looked anything like a boy. His eyes quickly scanned up and down, then settled on my breasts before he looked back at Ken. At that moment, I was very glad I endured the pain and taken the time to hide my maleness. My smooth front and swelling breasts looked every bit as feminine as any other girl on the beach.
"Well, no, but I heard." "Sam, you're an asshole, and your sister and I have nothing together and never did. Now go away before I get angry."
Sam retreated, but he and some of his friends gathered and started to talk. "This can get very ugly, Ken. Let's just go home. We can't baby because that would make them even more suspicious. Just sit there and try to enjoy yourself." About that time, Mary and her friends arrived, and we all sat together. Ken was watching Sam and his friends while the others set their things out. Me, I was nervous as hell and simply didn't want to get caught up in some kind of struggle. I had enough of that just to be here. "No matter what happens, you girls stay here and let Ken and I take care of it." Steve stood up, all 6 2-E's of him, facing Sam and his buddies as they walked back towards us. "We think that she's a male, so we want her to prove she's not."
"No chance, pal. Take a hike into the water and keep going."
Ken was in his face now, and with Steve standing close by, there wasn't any chance that Sam would do anything. His basic cowardice would get in the way. If she's a girl, then she won't mind showing a few of the girls, which will settle the issue, won't it? Steve moved closer, ready to attack, Sam backing away, when Mary said, "Sure, we can do that, but we pick the girls." I almost fainted when she said that, but Beth, Steve's girlfriend, was nodding her head yes. "Beth has just met Janet, so I choose her, and Jennifer over there, and Marcy." Sam had no choice but to agree, even though Carolyn wanted to be there. "Let's go, Janet." In the privacy of a changing booth, with all of us crowded in there, it was tight. Marcy, of course, knew who I was, and Jennifer had an inkling. "Okay, Janet, take down the top of your suit." I did as Mary told me, then quickly pulled it back up. "Any questions? Do we all agree that Janet is a girl?" All of them nodded their heads yes, and we walked back out, straight into Sam and his sister. "Sam, if you had a brain, you would be dangerous. Janet undressed for us, and I'm telling you, she is as much a girl as I am." That wasn't quite true. But Beth spoke very forcefully, and he backed off for a moment. "I'll bet. You are all friends, and..." "Listen, Carolyn, I just met her today, and I also saw her naked, so butt out." With that, we walked back to Steve and Ken, my insides more like a milkshake. "That went quite well, don't you think so, Janet?" "Mary, I..." "You look fine, Janet, just relax and enjoy the day." It was well known that Marcy wanted to be a male for a long time. Other than the party we just had, I can't remember the last time I saw her in anything but slacks. I looked at her, glad she understood me so well. Wearing a heavy one-piece suit, Marcy did the best she could to hide her feminine charms. But still, she looked like a girl. Beth and Steve sat with us for a while, then drifted off to find some privacy. Mary and her boyfriend Greg stayed for a while, watching with us as Sam and Carolyn, along with their friends, left as well. That day was the opening of the floodgates for me. As the days went on, it became second nature for me to do my hair and makeup each morning, getting better with each attempt, until I no longer needed any help. Ken and I dated all summer, but like Mom had told me I could, and I never repeated helping him find relief. In late summer, it was obvious to Mom, Mary, and I that I would never return to manhood. I couldn't and wouldn't do it. That fall, I was enrolled in a private school. During that summer, I learned how to act like the girl I looked like, and now it is natural for me. Just before Christmas, my doctor prescribed medication to help me, and by spring, I had developed a small but certain shape with wider hips and a small bust line. Ken and I continued to date for a while, but his eye saw another, and we drifted apart. I never really dated much, but happy to be able to be myself. I no longer felt the weight of my fear because after this long, I acted like a girl in every way, right to the smallest mannerism. When I was a senior, my friend Gretchen mentioned that her brother was interested in me. She told me that he had seen me several times and wanted to meet me, so I agreed to have a coffee with them at a local cafe. Fred is tall, well over 6 foot, with sandy hair going thin, blue eyes, and a wicked smile. Like Gretchen, he was easygoing, a good listener, and seemed like an all-around good guy. Before we left, he asked me out and I agreed. He took me to dinner, and I was surprised to find that he was a little shy as well. Polite, he made sure my every need was met. We danced, we ate, then later on my front porch, he kissed me and set me on fire. I went in the house, quivering with excitement, shaken by my reaction to one simple kiss. That started it. Fred and I dated for the entire year, growing closer, moving closer to the moment he would ask for something I could not give. While he never pushed me in that direction, my mind was frantically trying to think of a way to satisfy both of us. He took me to the prom, then later, my graduation. Mary and I had grown close, like sisters always do. Mom no longer coaching either of us in the art of handling men. And yet, I saw the worry on her face. 2 days later, Fred and I were in the park when he pulled me to him. Then he put my hand on his weapon. "Janet, I need you, I want you, and I can't wait anymore." We shared that desire. We went deeper into the woods, then he put out a blanket. "I can't and won't do that, Fred." "There are other ways, Janet." As he kissed me and stroked my leg, I began to respond to him. Then his hand went to my bottom as he rolled me on my side. My hand lay there between us as he unzipped. Smooth hardness filled my hand as I stroked him. Then he lay on his back, a clear signal what he wanted me to do. My hand found his hairy chest, then his firm nipples as he waited for my touch. My lips touched him, then I took him. It lasted only minutes, yet I was no longer concerned. This is my man, and I am his woman. When he was done, I smiled at him, knowing I had pleased him. He held me close, then kissed me again. 2 weeks later, I started the program, and now, 2 years later, I am a complete woman. He gave me the engagement ring last year, and now I stand ready to take the other ring from him. Nervous, all I heard was the minister. We are gathered here to join this man and this woman. We had a wonderful honeymoon as Fred and I searched for new ways to explore our lust and love. The end. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.